Fans, family, friends, haters, I'm Dr. C. Victor Herbin III, and I'm taking it to the house.
What's up? I'm Dr. Timothy Hoover, and I'm taking it to the house. Vic, we're talking in the green room about some Dodgers. We talked a little bit about the NFL, the NBA. We may not even get to those because this is Dodger Nation. So I forewarn you, fans, if you tuned in, you're going to hear a lot about what we love. That's the West Coast Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm going to tee it up. Brother, hit that ball. What say you?
Bruh, I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of people going to be butt hurt. If you were a Toronto Blue Jay fan, if you were American League fan, if you were anti-dynasty fan, I'm sorry. This show is dedicated to you. Listen, I'm telling you, I personally did not even second guess the opportunity for us to win. Now, I called us in five. Now, I know there are some people that were shaking. I would have been surprised if we lost. Even when it was the sixth game, even the seventh game, I'm like, dude, are we really going to lose this game against the Jokers? Now, I told you 2 weeks ago, I respect this team. I still didn't have the fear like I felt for Philly and Milwaukee, probably because, again, I'm a National League guy. However, I didn't go in chumping them. I just said, hey, I ain't as scared. I will tell you, those some ballers over there. Toronto got some ballers over there. Yeah. And we had to win this. We had to say we are the champs. Look, if you want to be the champ, you got to beat the champ. And we had to, like, really reach down. If no one can say this team can be legitimate dynasty, but also respect for their grind. We talk about in Dave, I trust. You know, everybody look at the evil empire, the Yankees. But I don't see, and that could be biased because I'm here. I don't see how anyone can hate the Dodgers, man. I mean, because you got the likes of Mookie Betts. You got your Kike, you got your Freddie Freeman, you got your Will Smith, your boy, you know, your hometown boy. You know, you got Shohei, you got Yamamoto. I mean, bruh, I will say, it was legitimately pins and needles every step of the way. When we take the game back to LA for three, we take the series back to LA with three games. We leave from Toronto. Tied 1-1. I'm like, look, we not going to go back to Canada. We're about to be having that party in the streets of LA. And when we left LA, dog, we left LA down.
Ooh-wee.
Down 3-2. Yes. Going back into that ruckus environment of a Toronto Stadium. Look, my cheeks were clenched. They're just finally releasing. But to see the team, man, I mean, last week we were talking about 18 innings. But now to look at what did Yamamoto do? You talk about this pitcher. We talked about the Arson bullpen we had who were quick to light a fire, man, and how fearful was every time we opened it up to the bullpen. But Yamamoto, man, coming through. Mm-hmm. Complete game, and then how Dave is like, look, everybody gonna get some of this as far as pitching game seven, and to go in extra innings and to end the way it did. And then Páez, you know, he had to sit down a couple nights earlier, but for him to show up defensively when they had that collision in the I mean, there's so many highlights, man. I have to pass it to you. I'm just so proud of the city, and bruh, Let's not forget, this was in memory this year for Fernando Valenzuela, bruh. I mean, they had his patch on and everything. So there's just so much storylines in this alone. I got to pass it to you.
Well, well said. So you started off talking about one of the things you mentioned in your diatribe there is how a couple of weeks ago we said we will respect Toronto. So first game in Toronto, first two games in Toronto, but the first game, they hit us in the mouth. So automatically you thinking, oh, this is not your average joke. This is going to be a little bit more than maybe most expect. Some said five, others said six, but the Dodgers are going to win. Five, six, that's pretty handily. That's pretty easy. The second game you went in Toronto, so we're feeling good. Okay, prognosticator saying, okay, my numbers are good. We still win five and six, good. We win the next game, game three, you know, okay. Yeah, we're looking good. It was the next two games in LA, you go down 3-2, and I'm one of the fans that said, not only do I respect Toronto, but we might lose this. I really, like you, I'm afraid now. We just might lose this because not only did we not have great pitching, but we didn't have hitting. The bats just didn't wake up. But that was all season long. So, yeah, Toronto, you said it. Toronto, y'all are some ballers. You even won a couple of games without one of your studs. That was Springer. Vladdy Guerrero at first base. This is my first time observing you and seeing what you can do from the offense and defense. Bruh, I salute you, and I don't want to see you no more. You scare me. Every time you came up the bat, I expected you to get a hit, if not a home run. That kind of dude, that kind of prowess, that kind of stud. So I salute Toronto. Hell of an effort. As a matter of fact, I was thinking to myself, Toronto is playing dodgeball better than the Dodgers are. The Dodgers are getting beat at their own game, pitching, hitting, defense. Wow. Okay. And then you decided to have a couple of base running errors. You know, this is where you just cannot make mistakes. Now, I'm not saying you can be mistake free. It's just that the Dodgers capitalized on those mistakes. And I want to say the better team won because it really took a whole team effort. And my MVP, yeah, Yamamoto, that's easy. But my MVP would be Dave Roberts. It's seemingly the moves that he made were at the time that needed to be made, and each came through. We're talking about Rojas at second base. He ain't did nothing all year long. No, we got to put him in for defense. What is he doing in game six? Game seven, hits a home run. Yeah, what? And the play that he had at the plate, remember, they had bases loaded. He had to bring the ball home. Okay, so that was a defensive play needed by a defensive specialist put in by Dave Roberts. You talk about Paez in center field. Just inserted into center field. And the ball was hit by a guy who had it should have been a base hit. I saw the cutaway to Kiki Hernandez. Kiki is looking back. His back is to the catcher. I didn't even see Paez in the frame yet. I was like, this is it. Wow. This is it. And Paez comes out of nowhere. They said he ran over 100 feet to go get the ball. Okay. Now they're coming together. Paez is in the picture. I'm still thinking, it's still a base hit. Kiki goes up. Paez goes up higher. Makes the catch. And I'm thinking, hold on to the ball. Hold on. He holds onto the ball, secures the ball. And I'm thinking, I'm caught up in the moment. Hemorrhoids, clenching, sphincter spasms. I'm talking about all these emotions from a bottom piece standpoint that you just shouldn't have to include palpitations of the heart. Bruh, I was caught up. I was in it, but I was so immersed in it. And I believe if you even were not a fan of either Toronto or the Dodgers, just to hear what every sports fan wants to hear, every commissioner wants to hear in sports, game seven. It lived up to the billing. It's unfortunate somebody had to lose. Thank you, Dodgers, for bringing it home. Last thing I'll say, it won't be the last thing, but in this point, don't forget about the emotion going in. Kershaw's retiring. Everybody knew it. He said it early enough. And I believe they want to do it, not just for themselves, but let's do it for Kershaw. And you saw him, the ever-ready veteran, every cutaway they had, he's in the bullpen, he's getting ready. He was just going to be ready. If his name was going to be called, the professional that he was going to be ready. And he was inserted, and he did what he needed to do and get the out. He contributed. He wasn't passive on this winning team. He was a contributor on the winning World Series Los Angeles Dodgers. Back to you, sir.
I agree, man. The one thing I found this week, as we researched for the show, bruh, game seven of this baseball World Series game exceeded game seven of the NBA Finals. So
I believe it.
Tell me how my ass tastes. I mean, that's what, you know, the Major League Baseball said this year. And I like to think, I want to thank the baseball commission, because there's so much of evolution that the game of baseball has gone through over the last 20 years, particularly in the last 10 years of his reign. One, because many say, oh, baseball's too slow. It's America's pastime, but it's too slow. So make way for football, make way for for basketball. But we start adding that pitcher count and, you know, with the timer, then all these other nuances that's been happening. Man, I could tell you, do you remember when in the late 90s they were trying to bring America back into baseball? They had even commercials talking about, oh, chicks love the long ball, because now they wanted to just celebrate hitting and hitting and hitting. Bruh, but that takes away an aspect of baseball, which is pitching. So yes, for me to, you know, and I told you, you know, baseball is my first love. So to put baseball on ban myself after the steroid era and all this other kind of stuff happening, you know, for me to come back and then really fall in love with the aspect of, yes, pitching. I, you know, because now they're doing this bullpen by committee and analytics. Let these boys do it. So specialist, to really study Yamamoto, man, and understand historically what that meant. Yo, Mookie Betts said, I've never seen somebody pitch a complete game. It's like, well, that just shows how much baseball has evolved to a negative point where pitchers won't get past the fifth inning. Man, let that man get the rock and do what he got to do. So to watch that part and that the science, man, and the art. I mean, that boy, like you said, Vladimir scares me.
Yes.
But to watch Yamamoto command that, bro, he went in there with bases loaded. And you're like, oh, my gosh. And so then you look at the defense behind him rally, because we know our pitcher got this. Let's go ahead and handle our business, man. So watching him complete games. He pitched three times, coming in there with men in scoring positions, just I mean, straight assassinate jokers. I mean, nasty stuff. So I'm like, wow, what does next year look like, man? And to have him part of our squad, that piece, man, from baseball.
Good point, because pitching, we you talked about how we got specialists now, and maybe they go 5-6 innings, and then we turn it over to the bullpen. Well, the Dodgers didn't have much of a bullpen all year long. And then we go to now, where every game matters. We're in the World Series, and the bullpen did okay, especially in that 18-inning game. But you really could not count on any one of them, that the starters had to be recycled. Yamamoto, you're talking about all 5'10 of him. He's not your 6'2". Or 6'7", Randy Johnson slinging it and coming downhill with it. No, he's more like Pedro Martinez, you know, a diminutive pitcher, but command. Do you hear me? Command of the ball, command of the strike zone. And you know what? He's commanding hearts today. He has gained the love of the Dodger Nation and the respect for, even to me, if you ask me, the passive baseball fan. He was the MVP. He was given the MVP, the Willie Mays Trophy, for what he did, his contributions, and his superiority on the mound. Pitching is key. And John Smoltz, it's interesting. John Smoltz was one of the announcers for the World Series, and he's sitting there in disbelief on what Yamamoto was able to do and can do. But again, It's Dave Roberts who's looking in their eye, inserting, removing, saying, "It's your time, it's your turn, do it. You're up," whatever that may be, at bat, in play in the field, or pitching. Dave Roberts, and to me, and I said this before and I'll say it again, when you know your personnel, when you trust your personnel, when you love your personnel, not only that, but they love and trust you. You can see that bond, that unit that they have is one. It's he can make a decision and you won't hear any back talk. You won't hear the AJ Brown, throw me the ball more, or the offense sucks, or me. I don't hear that from any of the Dodgers. And I didn't see that from Toronto either. No, it wasn't about me. I love Toronto small ball. Runner on first. No outs, bunt, move them over, sacrifice fly, moving the third or whatever. They did everything that they're supposed to do, but win the game. And it came down to me. Maybe it's championship DNA. We got Mookie that has four World Series rings. Freddie Freeman has three, and Dave Roberts got three. You hear me? So it's just. I don't want to say they know how, but it's like they know how, but they don't succumb to pressure. It's like just do what you've been training to do, trust your training, and make it happen. Speaking of Mookie, he didn't have a great series. In the field, he was outstanding, but he couldn't hit the ball. He batted 138. This is Mookie Betts. We're talking about a Hall of Famer for certain. We're talking about an MVP caliber player. Goes from right field. Go to short, and he doesn't miss a beat. It could be a Gold Glover if he wanted to be at short, but he didn't do it in the bat and with the bat. But you didn't see him hang his head, and you didn't see any finger pointing. As a matter of fact, they weren't even finger pointing at the bullpen. It's like, guess what, Dave? Make it happen. Who's going to do it? When are they going to do it? They did it as a collective. And Dave, I trust.
Man, great point. Because last year we played the Yankees, and there's so much drama around there. Aaron Judge not performing, Stanton's not performing. All this stuff. Then you had your boy Lee. It's like, wow, we don't have that drama. Like we
Right.
have not had that drama. And then when you do talk to the guys, when you hear them interviewed, the love, you can feel the love. And it's just, as you stated, our bats didn't wake up. But Mookie performed where he could, which is in the field. And that's
Right.
the interesting thing. Out of all the Japanese players we talk about, we'd have to say Shohei's name because the team is not about Shohei. Yes, he's incredible talent. Yes, he did everything on, 18 innings and whatnot, and pitching and hitting, but he was not the MVP. That's 2 years in a row, Shohei was not the MVP. And that's how well talented and how guys raise up.
Yes.
He could have been the
Yes.
MVP up to game four. For what he'd
Yes.
done. But
Yes.
when you look at the totality of the series, what
Right.
Yamamoto was able to do and collectively, universally said, nah, he's our MVP. So again, it just
Yes.
speaks to the volume of the quality of talent of the team that Dave Roberts has to manage. We're talking about alpha males times 10, infinite.
Yes.
Like, we're not talking about one Judge, one Carlos Stanton. Nah, we're talking about, like you said, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman. People who had
Yes.
championship rings before they came to the Dodgers.
Right.
Max Muncy, Will Smith, God dog, man. Did you talk about a Shohei? Who, I mean, like, wow. The Hernandez boys. So, I mean, I hope now, like, does this leave Dave alone? Dave, leave him alone. I don't
Made
care his next 162 games next year. We can go one game under 500, still make leave him alone because the guy knows his job. He's
Yes.
delivering now. And I hated the Dave Roberts disparagement before we won these championships. And I'll definitely hate it now. And
Right.
Dave, we trust. That's why we've always said that, man, since we've been on this show. And Dave, we trust.
And you know what? I want to salute a couple of Toronto Blue Jays players. I think it's Bichette, second base, had the bad left knee. As a matter of fact, he put a scare in us a couple of times, hit some home runs. Bruh, if they want to know if these millionaires love the game, when you come out there with a bad knee, you can't really run, you can really hardly hold your position or play your position and go out there, do whatever you can for the team. If anybody wanted to ask, look at Mr. Bichette, and that was the second baseman. No, he couldn't finish, he couldn't run, and it may have cost him, but to see what you will do, how far you will go to try to contribute, and he was very good at the bat. He just couldn't run very well and field the play. The other is Springer. I believe it was game two where he was swinging the bat and probably pulled something, maybe cartilage or whatever. He had to sit out a couple of games, but you saw after that, every game that he was able to play or was inserted, how he would swing and it would hurt. But you know what? He was playing through it, playing with an injury, okay, and contributing. I love seeing that. I don't like seeing people or the opponent not at full strength. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm applauding the warrior mentality that some of these players have, that attitude of I can't let my soldier mate or my bunk mate or my foxhole mate, I can't let them down. We went through spring training together, we go through training together, and now we're in the war and I can't let them down. The military mentality, that is a military mentality, and they should be heartbroken. I saw the cutaway to Vlad Guerrero. He's having tears. He deservedly so. I can only imagine. And I hurt for them. I hurt that somebody had to lose. I'm talking about Bichette. I'm talking about Springer. I'm talking about you work all your life from childhood, from the time you're 6 years old, three ball, T-ball, 3 years old, whatever the age was, to get here. And you're now finally here. And in Toronto's case, you're one game away. You're one away. Man, and then it all goes away. Poof. So I salute Toronto. You gained a fan from me. I will be paying attention to y'all because I love the way you play. Coach, I can't remember your name, but I love the way you manage and I love the way they play together. You gained a fan from me. You're not an opponent, you're a worthy adversary, but at the same time, I'll be watching you. I'm a National League guy too. But I'm gonna be paying attention to you because you guys play ball the right way. You didn't cheat me as a fan.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one as we close it out. It is a heartbreaking to know they had three games to win one game.
Yes.
And to see the analytics of, the likelihood of the Jays to win that game. You go back, you're up 3-2. You have three games or two games to win one. It's just, and you, I mean, you, hey, it is what it is, but I'm glad we're on the other side of that thing, man.
Yes.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, last question before we move on to NFL. So, next year, 2026, do you see do we have an opportunity for the three-peat? Are we a threat? What's your early thoughts, man?
Well, right now I'm emotional. I'm caught up in the moment. I am drinking the Dodger Kool-Aid. We're on a high. We just had a parade a couple of days ago. We just won the championship. We were in Toronto, started off in Japan, ended up in Toronto, and back in LA. Yes, to answer your question, yes, we can do it because we didn't even play our best ball this year. We didn't play our best ball in the World Series. So, did we leave a lot on the field? Yes, and yes. However, injuries could be had. We got money into our roster. We didn't get the money back from our roster, with the exception of Yamamoto. And Ohtani didn't have a great playoff run either. He brought us through the season. But man, what if we played up to what we're being paid? Imagine that. Because the players should be giving the Dodgers money back, honestly. And he still won. Imagine if we play up to how we're being paid, how we're being duly compensated. My goodness. Answer is yes, sir. Yes.
I'm with you. You beat a man, you gotta beat the man. That's one I'd say. The other is Shohei didn't start pitching till later in the year. Yamamoto's going to have even more confidence, provided, obviously, all disclaimers, staying healthy. I believe in Dave, I trust, but in the front office management, I trust they'll clean up the bullpen. The way we started off the season, oh man, we were setting records of our victories. And then they cut to end the season as victorious and as champs. Great. That time in between, some will say we were playing with our food. Some will say it's a long season. We got tired, whatever that is. If that's what we know, we're a postseason team, then let's work and train for postseason through the regular season, meaning what is up with this bullpen? Let's fix that. Because you got the talent of Yamamoto. You got Glasnow, dude. You got a Snell. I mean, our starting pitchers, man. Look, I used to, I all I remember, all we had was the doggone Kershaw and then the Yardish, and I'm like, man, these jokers are sorry. But to now have like a crew, like we got a stable, they need that support. They need that support out of the bullpen. Because when you can go out with a Snell that says, look, I'll give you 7-8. Yamamoto, we know he can do. Glasnow can handle his business. We had our other boy, I forget the fourth guy, and then we got Shohei. Damn, man, if you got a 7-game series, you can throw those four boys out there and go get it. We can take care of some business. So offensively, we're straight. Our pitching is awesome. It's the doggone, but who's those middle relievers and the closers that can really help us have that confidence when we say, uh-oh, we're giving it to the bullpen. So minus that, man. Oh, we're in there. We're in there.
Let's real quick, your Ravens, Lamar, he sat out about three games and they look sorry. Hundley did a serviceable job. Can they get off the mat when they're in the AFC North? Yes. How far will the defense carry them? That's the concern. The offense is going to be fine as long as Lamar is at the helm. What is that defense going to do? And we're getting down the road here with the NFL season, and I don't know if they made any significant changes as far as their personnel on the defense side. What say you, our resident Baltimore fan?
Hey, I'm encouraged. The next three or four games, sub 500 teams. I'm not worried about regular season because I believe we will make it to the playoffs. We may not get that first round bye. We're not going to be the best record, that kind of thing. We've been able to get healthy because our defense was hurting. Obviously, with Lamar being injured, are we competitive against the elite? You talked earlier. We're talking about Buffaloes, Kansas City's. Heck. Indiana? Wow. Denver? So are we ready? We have the squad, but we're not playing as the team that says we own this division. We own this conference. So last week was a great tune-up match playing against the doggone Miami Dolphins. There's a great tune-up match going up against the Chicago Bears. So we got a couple whinnies. We got a couple new, got a couple of them coming up as well. So assuming we will win the division because Pittsburgh is starting to tank, they'll come back down to reality. We'll play them twice in the next 6 weeks. We'll take the division. Again, are we ready for the Mahomes who got us early in the year? Are we ready for Josh Allen? Either one of those, unless we end with the better record, we're going to Kansas City. And we're going to Buffalo. So,
So give me your top four in the AFC real quick.
our top four as it stands right now, bruh,
Yes.
man, Kansas City, Buffalo, hey, New England Patriots, and the Denver Broncos. I'll put honorable mention for Indiana because I think they made this turn into the pumpkin. The last weekend's game has my little red flags up, but people are slipping. On Patriots, who are actually in first place in their division. And you notice I didn't say anybody in AFC North. I didn't, not my boy.
Okay. More to be had, more to be said. Real quick in the NBA, man, OKC looked like they deservedly were the champs, are the champs, 8-0 right now and undefeated. They got one of their big dogs is hurt, hasn't even played a lick at all this year. And we talk about the Lakers. The Lakers, what are 6-2 right now? And that's out without LeBron. LeBron hasn't played at all. I admire that. And being here in San Antonio area, I get all of the San Antonio Spurs. What the Spurs have done, Wemby, yes. Castle, yes. Dylan Harper, rookie. He's hurt right now. We got De'Aaron Fox. Bruh, they just reloaded just like that. It's under the radar, and nobody is really paying attention to them. De'Aaron hasn't played yet this year because of I believe it's a hamstring also. But what the Spurs are able to do, organizational structure, to be able to look across the water, scouting matters, Dodgers, scouting matters, to grow these dudes in-house with the exception of a few, and then to make it happen all over again. You remember the big three? We talked about Tony, Manu, and Tim. Well, it looks like a big three all over again, where you're winning 50 games a season, a perennial playoff running teams. And Wimby is all that. He may not be MVP this year, but he might. He's playing that well, dog. He's playing that well. That's my NBA take.
Man, I tell you, adding on that, Spurs do it the right way, man.
Yeah.
They do it the right way. There's in the 30 plus years, I go back to David Robinson, man, and I'm sure even before then. But once Pop got involved in that organization, you had not heard anything. They have gone through rebuilds while still building. Yes, they'll take the dip. No one's going all scorched earth. Oh my gosh. And the Lakers had to be going through our rebuilding, and even we talked about in the green room. Okay, we recruit veteran players. We don't draft well. We recruit veteran players. How our model has been for 50 plus years. But when you look at the Spurs, they do it the right way, man. I mean, they took
Man,
the dip, but that
yeah,
dip wasn't long. So in that
right.
dip, what they do? They picked up Wemby. They got rid of Kawhi, who could have been the future. Okay, we're not gonna deal with toxicity. Go. And they still benefit off of that because Kawhi hasn't done nothing since. Yes, he wins the one with Toronto. Other than that, he has not done anything since other than take somebody's money. So for the Spurs to say, no, we are the Spurs. We're not Kawhi's team, Kawhi and the Spurs. We're the Spurs. And to hit their low and rebuild. And they did it the right way. I mean, goodness, man. I watched Wemby the other night. And you said he's not the MVP. I don't know what he has to do to lose the MVP, but he definitely needs to be in consideration. That Joker hit two blocks and then took the ball up and hit a tray. All in the same transition. All in the same transition play. I'm like,
Yes.
this dude is a beast. So
Yeah.
they're exciting ball. They're a young team.
Yes.
And as
Yes.
they continue, like I said, DeAndre Fox, when he comes back, wow.
Yeah.
Seeing them in the future of the NBA, not taking away our Lakers, but them and OKC, how they can battle over the next 5 years, man, as they grow into their own.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah. Well, my last take is congratulations to the Dodgers, Dodger Nation. For so many years, Clayton Kershaw was the best player probably in baseball, but he was a pitcher and he won a Cy Young's. He won on a mediocre team, and then to go out like this. So I just want to say I salute you, Clayton. I didn't hear you ever wanting to be traded. I didn't hear of you being disgusted or disgruntled or unhappy. I never heard that. True professional, and what you did for me as a Dodger fan, and what you did for us as a Dodger Nation, how you epitomize the Dodger way with grace, with dignity, humility, and professionalism. But you were a dog out there on the mound. Let there be no doubt. You were a dog out there. But to see you be the man you are, and then to go out this way, Clayton, thank you.
Oh man, what a great send-off, Unc. I almost can't follow up on that other than saying, awesome work. You're actually right. What a great ambassador for the team. I'll pivot and say, hey, baseball's done now. Basketball's up and running. Again, team. Again, fans. It's great to be a sports fan. We just conclude at one, but guess what? We still here. We still here. We'll take y'all all the way through to the NBA Finals, and then we'll take our hiatus. So it's the best time. We didn't get to all the sports stuff, but I'm Dr. Stephen Herbert III. I'm out.